Today we are here gathered to say thank you to all first responders and workers for peace, for RCMP, for other forms of peace officers in our community, for those who have always served in some way making our community a better place in which to live. For it's not just one person or two that make a community, but we work together as a network to make a place good for all to live and grow and live their lives. For those who are inspired and have a sense of God, and there's many senses of God that's filled this sanctuary this morning, for those who have a sense of peace and love in their hearts, and whatever called them to join to becoming first responders, I ask for God's blessing on you today. On this day, I'm thinking about something that's troubling to me. I worked in corrections, as some of you know, for over 20 years. And one of the things I noticed was that there was a creeping malevolence that happened to all of us. And that was post-traumatic stress disorder. And as some of you know, I work in the field of helping to overcome PTSD. But one of the sad things, one of the tragic things in our society is in this past year, 32 people across Canada that we know of, and there's probably more, took their own lives because of overwhelming pain from unresolved PTSD. And what we need to do as a society is to start to understand that PTSD is one of those things that can be addressed, not to be ashamed of, and the way to address it can be quite simple. We don't have to be ashamed. We can be, almost all of us, overwhelmed sometimes by what we have to do every day. And it's okay to go and seek help. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to come to your partner and say, look, I just can't do it today. I know when I started with Corrections Canada, when people felt that they were being overwhelmed by what they were doing, I remember the management used to say, well, just go and pick up a bottle of booze and go home and forget about it. That's not a good response. A better response is to sit down and in a confidential way and say, you know, I understand. Because your reaction is a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. It's a part of what happens when our values base is often crossed by what we have to do day in and day out. That our whole sense of putting on the mask that I'm okay, sometimes it breaks through the mask and we find ourselves burdened. In my research in the whole area of PTSD, we now know some things that we didn't know 20 years ago. We know that there's little elements within the brain called neuronic pathways that get disrupted. And normally that happens to us every day, minor disruptions. We have between 400 and 1,000 disruptions. It's built into us by however we understand our creation. It's built into us for our protection. And then when we go to sleep at night, we have something called REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. Those of you who have babies have seen it in your babies, watching their eyes flash. It's not just for dreaming. It's for resetting the little neuronic pathways that are almost like circuit breakers. But sometimes we have things happen to us that are so large that the REM sleep can't resolve it. And so we carry this, and after 4 days of not being able to be resolved, that memory of that event starts to drift into PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And then we use other strategies to try and numb out the emotional pain. I'm a food addict. We might eat too much, or we may use other substances to try to overcome the pain. But good therapy can help bring that little circuit breaker back together, and we can carry on. How does all that fit into a church service, you may ask? Well, because we are here to recognize that God loves all of God's creation. And however we understand God, the God that I know is a God of love, not condemnation. Is a God of inclusion, a God of caring, a God of forgiveness, a God of justice, a God seeking peace. And on this Sunday where we are looking at peace officers and all those who support them, family members, husbands, wives, children, aunts, uncles, and grandmothers, but all the rest of us in our community, we have to understand that people who are working for peace also need peace within themselves. And it's okay to recognize that sometimes all of us can need a helping hand. Because God loves all of God's creation. And so we need to assist each other and start to feel free, and not that we have to keep a mask on, that I'm always perfect. That it's okay to find a person or two and let your hair down. It may be your spouse, but not always it can be. It has to be somebody where you feel safe. And just to start saying, you know, I'm having difficulty. And let it out. And the solution to PTSD in the REM therapy, EMDR training that I have, is to try to work a way to reconnect that dendrite in the neuronic pathway that allows this memory to process. Because that has been, since the beginning of time, for all animals on the planet, not just humans, everyone needs a sense of REM sleep. If you roughhouse with your dog, you'll notice sometimes that the dog will get up and shake itself and blink its eyes. It's giving itself a recovery from what it's just experienced with roughhousing with you. It's a normal thing. We all need that sense and time of recovery. And we have to start giving ourselves permission that I too need time to recover. It's okay for me to say I don't have to be Superman or Wonder Woman and hold up the globe. I need some time where I can be me. And God understands that. And God, as I understand, God is present in each of us. It's not beyond us, but in the midst of us and in each of us. And it's okay to come to the Creator or God as you understand God and say, I'm not doing well. I need to think. I need to talk. And know that you'll be understood. And then seek someone who you have learned to trust. And just start to talk about it. And if that person can't help you get beyond where you are and you're talking, help them or yourself, help yourself say, I need to go and find professional help. And thankfully today, we have raised up in our midst more and more people who have an understanding. And we have support for going. EAP is good, employee assistance programs, and other instruments that are there for us. But it's okay to grieve. It's okay to be vulnerable at the points where you can. And for the rest of us, we need to know that our first responders, our peace officers, are humans first, officers second. We're all humans. We're all on the journey of life. But we're not alone. And so I invite you all to find places where you can be safe, where you can go and sit or stand or swim or whatever it is, and know that I'm connected to myself, where I can forget about all the other things. In our parable today of the tax collector, we have those people in society that like to put on a show that I'm okay, and if you're not as good as me, you're not good at all. And Jesus is saying it's the humble, the person who knows their limitations, the person who knows that they need help, who come in their own way, to however they do it, to God and into themselves and say, I am not doing well, that God understands and is there. I know in my own life I've had times where I have not felt okay myself. And I go in a quiet place and I say, God, help me. And what always amazes me is someone will come along who I never expected and put an arm on my shoulder, and all of a sudden I know that this is the person I can talk to. And it's there for all of us. So on this Peace Sunday, I invite us to know that it's okay for us to be working at building peace in our community. And I thank God for that work that all of us here do. But it's also okay to find peace for yourself. It's not selfish. You're not less than who you think you are. And it's normal. Because we're normal human beings responding in a normal way to abnormal situations. And I pray today in this service you'll find a place of peace, of being loved and accepted for who you are. The labyrinth, which is outside, that stone patchwork that you saw coming in, is a gift from our parish to everybody in the community. When you feel you want to walk it out, just come to the labyrinth and walk. The labyrinth is found around the world in all faith groups, not just Christianity. And it's been there since they found some labyrinths that are 10,000 years old, where people find peace and are able to digest what's happening for them in their lives. Use all the tools that are available to you, and know that we are here to support one another as a community of people seeking love and expressing love as we find peace together on the journey of life. May God bless us all. And in that journey, I invite you all who wish that you would like to join us in communion, for the communion here is open to all who feel moved to receive it with your own understanding of the presence of God in our lives. Amen.